This is 2022 Reflections.
Welcome to the Creative Zone podcast. My name is Tully, and this podcast is a reminder that you are not the voices in your head. Here you'll find lots of inspiring and down-to-earth conversations, meditations, and my own guidance on how you can live from your true self and feel confident to share your creative gifts with the world. I'm a creativity and mindset coach and founder of The Voices Of. Now, let's get into the zone.
Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Creative Zone podcast. It's your host, Tully, Tired Tully. I've just spent the last 2 weeks, nearly 2 weeks, solo-ish parenting. My partner was overseas for work, and I had an incredible support of friends and some family, but I'm feeling pretty more like tired than usual. It's a lot. Holding the home, and we've got two dogs, and Lior is nearing one and he's teething, and developmentally things are happening and moving, and yeah, I didn't really have a lot of time to myself, and so I'm in this space of refilling my cup, which is something that I often talk about and work with my clients on, and this, you know, real emphasis on self-care. And I guess I just wanted to share an episode today. Like, I felt this real call to jump on here, as I've seen a lot of messaging on social media and sort of marketing around, like, did you achieve your goals in 2022? And if you didn't, then make 2023 your best year yet. if you like my movie trailer voice. This sort of marketing around, like, you know, what you didn't create in 2022, then time's running out, make 2023 your best year yet. And I'm all for, you know, visualization and getting really clear in your goals and setting an intention for the year and that sort of thing. But for me, there's a big red flag in the messaging around, like, you didn't do enough this year, or you haven't breached your goal this year. Just feeding into that never enoughness, because I don't feel like that's a healthy place to create a platform or a foundation for you to actually move into the next year. I feel like, and I've spoken to a lot of other people, and I'm seeing as well this other narrative around people that are really tired and exhausted and nearing burnout. And as we, you know, naturally come to the end of a chapter, there is that tendency to just, like, you know, just want to, like, whoo. But I feel like, yeah, there's this really strong messaging around, like, you know, just keep going, and you've got to, you know, get into action, and, you know, and just, yeah, I guess feeding that never enoughness of you didn't achieve the things that you need to achieve in 2022. And I kind of want to bring in this idea of, like, as we reflect on the year and as we, you know, close up 2022, of just not feeding that hype and not getting sucked in and pulled into that hype of, yeah, that now we've got to put all these expectations and goals into 2023. Like, what if we actually stop for a moment and just take time to reflect and go gently into the end of the year and into the new year and get a bit quiet and actually stop to mainly reflect on what you have achieved and how far you have come
And that if we actually make the focus on what you have achieved and what you have created and what you have shown up for and taken action on, you're more likely to feel motivated and take action in the next year than you are if you're coming from an energy of, oh, well, I didn't do that thing and I said I was going to do that thing. And then you berate yourself and you beat yourself up and then you go into fear and then you go into the next year from that energy. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. That, I mean, it does in terms of like, I used to, you know, be like that and feed into those kind of voices and stories. But I just feel this really important messaging around, and for me as well, like I feel like it's been such a massive year and I don't want to go into the next year and just bypass the fact that I became a mother for the first time and I raised, you know, this and have raised this incredibly beautiful, happy, joyful, safe, like loved baby. Like that is like massive. And it's so easy to just go into like, well, what's the next year going to be like? And what's childcare going to look like? And what's work going to look like? And, you know, we're moving house. So it's like, what's that going to be? You know, it's just, it's so easy to want to jump into creating and going to the next thing. But if we never actually stop and take stock of how far we've come and what we've created and what we are doing and how we are showing up, then we're just running on never enoughness. It's never going to be enough. So I just, want to really bring forth this notion of however you're feeling towards the end of the year, that if you are feeling tired or, I don't know, regretful or maybe there were things that you wanted to do or wanted to create and you haven't, like that you have a choice, that you can either beat yourself up for that, spiral into fear around it and project that into your new year, or you can forgive yourself and actually stop and take note of, okay, well, maybe I didn't do those things, but this is what I did do and this is what I did create and this is how I showed up and here are some really beautiful memories from this year that I'm so grateful for, and, you know, I feel so abundant in this particular area of my life because, you know, this is what I do have. And actually filling your brain and your mind with an abundance mindset rather than didn't do enough, don't have enough, am not enough, and go into the next year with the intention of, yeah, I'm going to continue to show up. I'm going to continue to take action. I'm going to continue to get clear on my vision and, you know, take the next best step towards those things. But I'm not going to go into 2023 beating myself up and coming at it from a place of lack and, yeah, not enoughness. I don't feel like that's healthy and I don't feel like it's necessary. I feel like we're already so hard on ourselves. We're already, you know, we put so much pressure on ourselves and we also just, yeah, when do we give ourselves permission to just let life unfold as it's meant to? Like if you didn't do the thing you set out for in 2022, maybe it's because there's also a higher plan happening at play, that your timing is not, you know, the universe's timing, God's timing, whatever you believe, you know? You know, we imagined that, you know, by now, potentially we would have bought a new home. And it's like, there's nothing on the market. There are a couple of places that we've bid on and, you know, they weren't the right places. And I'm just continuing to hold the vision that we will know in our heart when it, like the place is right. And I keep having this vision of this feeling of like, looking back and going, oh, we weren't meant to get those places because this place was coming. And I have faith in that. And whilst it's like, you know, in my brain and my timing, I would have loved to have just been settled in a new home over the summer. I'm also like, that part of me is also at bay. It's not at the forefront because the part in me that has faith in a higher plan is a lot more dominant these days than my fearful part that wants everything to look and feel a certain way and be on my timeline. So yeah, I just want to bring this message of, yeah, can you end this year feeling a little bit compassionate
towards yourself and kind towards yourself and not beat yourself up for what you have or haven't done, you know, that you set yourself a goal to do. Like, can you just stop and take stock of, yeah, what you have created, how you have shown up, in whether that's in relationships or work or as a mom, as a creative, as an entrepreneur, as an artist, like however you have shown up this year. Maybe it didn't look exactly the way that you would have liked it to look, but it's okay. And yes, 2023 can be your biggest, best year yet, but I'm a bit wary now of extremes these days. I am much more, drawn to middle ground and, you know, my nervous system being regulated and calm. And obviously it's not attainable to have that all of the time, but certainly going to those extremes of like 2023, best year yet. I don't buy it. I don't think any year should be your best year yet. I think that each day, you know, we can show up with intention, with gratitude, and with an abundance mindset that I have everything that I need. I am taking another step towards my vision and, you know, feeling fulfilled and filled up and for my cup to fill full. And if you are feeling burnt out, and, you know, I've sort of shared a little bit about this on my social media, but I feel like my cup is a little bit more empty than what it normally is just from these last 2 weeks and giving so much and not having that team that I normally have with my partner. And yeah, and I just like, it feels really clear for me that I need to rest and ask. I needed to ask and communicate as well for what I needed. So, you know, that's having someone like look after Leo in the morning so I can sleep in, because I still get up in the night. And, you know, that's having an afternoon a week where I can spend some time, you know, working. And I'm going to go to a dance class on the weekend. I've booked a massage for next week, making sure that I'm eating really healthily. Like, there are things that I know now to do to refill my cup. And I don't believe that we should be walking around, you know, in emptiness and also like being swayed by those societal messages that feed into our emptiness. I want to encourage you to stay strong in your, you know, your own inner knowing and your intuition and your inner voice in connecting to what feels true for you. And especially going into this holiday season, you know, being able to set boundaries and being able to do the things that fill you up and that aren't energy draining. And if that means saying no to some social arrangements, or if it means spending a day watching Netflix and not feeling guilty about it, like just giving yourself the time to do what you need to do to fill up your cup. And if that's being with loved ones and that's something that you really enjoy, like just to do that and just to take the time out to take stock and reflect and enjoy and just to allow yourself some time to be. And I always find that, you know, when I do just give myself that space and time to be and slow down, like the clarity comes, the clarity of what the next best step is comes. Sometimes when you're in action mode all the time and you're in that dominant force of doer, you know, all the time, you're actually overriding your intuition and what you're being guided to do, and things coming to you a lot easier than when you are trying to force it and make shit happen. So yeah, just want to encourage you to, if you are feeling somewhat depleted or just it's been a big year, or, you know, and you're feeling worried or nervous about having your shit together for 2023, like just take a moment to pause, just take some time out, you know, just to enjoy, reflect, do what you love, do what lights you up, spend some time on the beach, like whatever it is for you to do that, because life is really precious and too short, and 2023 can be an amazing year for you, and I have no doubt it will be for you, but it doesn't have to start with a whole heap of pressure and regret from last year and projecting the past of 2022 onto 2023. So I hope that wherever you're at, that you, yeah, take the time to look after yourself. I will be doing the same. And I hope that, yeah, you create the intention and take some time to reflect on what it is that you want to bring into 2023. I also want to say thank you for listening and tuning into the Creative Zone podcast this year. You know, the couple of years before the first season of my podcast, I was putting an episode out every week. And this last year, after having a baby and being on maternity leave, like, I've only published a few episodes. And, you know, I can see those who tune in and listen. And I appreciate you tuning in and listening. And I, yeah, I'm proud of I'm proud of the episodes that I was able to share without having any, you know, childcare this year, and the work that I've been able to create this year on my year of maternity leave. And I'm looking forward to next year as well, just to create more and share more tools around mindset and, you know, helping women to connect to their intuition. And it just feels so important to me since becoming a mother that these are the tools that have helped me to have a beautiful experience in my first year of motherhood. And I want to share that on a larger scale and continue to share conversations on the podcast as well with, you know, inspiring women and people who are listening to their intuition and doing the inner work and have, yeah, a perspective on life and a mindset that is healthy. And yeah, I'm excited to share more in the podcast with you next year. And I'm also, for the first time in, I think it's been 2 years, I am opening up some one-on-one coaching spots, which I'm really looking forward to as well. I've worked with a couple of people. I've had some people that have asked for some coaching, and I have done a couple of coaching calls in the last couple of months without sort of opening that up. And yeah, it's been really lovely just to connect again into the work and in that way and get into the creative zone with people and see them get really clear and like able to hear their guidance system. I don't really give people advice when I coach. I guide people to hear their own inner guidance, and it's always mind-blowing and amazing to see when people connect into their intuitive voice and the messages that come through. It's really, really powerful, and I'm really passionate about it because I feel like the more that we connect into our intuitive voice and we're being guided and listen into that, the less we're going to be swayed by fear and the narratives that happen in the news and in society. And we're able to bring our gifts and do what lights us up in the world and share that with others. So yeah, I'll only be opening up a couple of spots because my time is very precious to me at the moment with a little one. But if you are interested in working with me and starting in January, I'll be opening up some spots. You can apply now on my website, and I'll only be looking to work with people who, yeah, are really ready and willing to do the inner work and who want to shift their mindset and perspective and feel more clear on their vision and want to feel more confident in taking action towards, you know, the things that light them up and unleash their creativity along the way. So if you're interested, please feel free to get in touch. And I'm also going to be offering my first ever 6-month group coaching program, which I'm really, really excited about because I'm going to be bringing together all my body of work from all over the years. So that's all my voices work, my new voices work, my creative mama mindset work. It's all going to be in one offering. And there's going to be, yeah, a lot of incredible content that I've had over the years that have, been sort of sitting there for a little while, and it's all come together and being put into one big, beautiful offering. So I'll only be taking a few people in that group coaching program as well, just to keep it intimate and to really, yeah, be able to support people through the work. But if you're interested in that as well, you can get on the list for that via my website as well. But yeah, I wish you a very happy holiday season. I hope that you really take care of yourself and nourish yourself and tune into what your inner voice is guiding you towards. May you feel peace with the voices in your head. May you feel lightness in your being, in your body, in your mind, your soul, your spirit. May you take some time out to be creative and enjoy, laugh, get some sunshine, listen to some music. And I really look forward to connecting with you again on the Creative Zone podcast in 2023. Thank you so much for listening to the Creative Zone podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and if you've been a listener for a little while and have listened to other episodes, I would really, really appreciate it if you could take some time to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It would really mean a lot to me. And also, as I mentioned in the episode, if you're interested in working together in one-on-one capacity or in my group program that's starting next year, please feel free to reach out and get in touch via my website at www.tullybrush.com. Thank you so much. Stay safe and much love to you.